I met just half an hour ago one of the survivors, and then I told him, I say, what message can I carry for him? And it was simple, short, and sweet. He said, let's work together for international peace. That was his message. He was 17 when Hiroshima was bombed, and he's on a wheelchair today, but he still thinks that this should never happen. No more Hiroshima, no more Nagasaki. Let's work together for peace and stability.
Dr. Zerbo, when you're in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, does one feel the vestiges of these attacks in the cities?
You know, personally, I would have preferred to see more relics of the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki to keep the memory. You see more in the museum, but when you are in the city, you can see from two aspects. One aspect is to be proud that both cities, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, have emerged from the ashes of the bombing 70 years ago. Today you have two beautiful cities where you hardly see the effect of bombing. This is a message for the future that people want to send. Some schools would have loved to see more remains of the bombing to keep the memory still lively. But the memory is kept lively by the survivors and the Ibakushas who are turning this message into the next generation, those who haven't seen and those who haven't felt from their hearts. So if we can listen from them, hear from them, we can carry the message forever, a message of peace, international peace and stability.
Now, you are the executive secretary of the CTBTO, which is the organization which is bringing the treaty against nuclear testing. Can you give us an idea of where we are in terms of disarmament and nuclear disarmament 70 years after the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki?
You know, my feeling is in two different aspects. One is a shameful feeling that 70 years later, we haven't answered the call of the survivors of Hiroshima and Nagasaki to rid the world from nuclear weapon. But we can't rid the world of nuclear weapon if we don't focus on the entry into force of the CTBT. And this is a message that I want to carry. And this is a message how we can link testing and nuclear weapon. You can only get weapon if you do testing. When I talk about weapon that works, you have to test them. The Ibakushas have been asking the international community for 70 years that what they suffered, they want no one else to suffer the same. We haven't answered their call with regard to nuclear weapons, but there's an easy step to go towards that call, is what the international community has erected as a structure to combat disarmament and non-proliferation. That structure seems to go like a failure today if we take the NPT. But we can emerge from the ashes of many of our shortfalls to move forward with regard to getting success and success. And the recent deal with Iran and the 5+1 talks is one way and one momentum that we should follow. And that will give us more hope, a slight hope, to move where our dream remains, which is a world free of nuclear weapons, hopefully in our lifetime.